But here's what I want to know. Why didn't you flush the toilet?
I knew you were coming in.
No, you didn't.
I had a good feeling.
No, you had no idea I was going into the bathroom after you.
There's a water shortage.
Do you always not flush the toilet?
No, I usually do.
After peeing? So why didn't you flush the toilet tonight? That was really disgusting.
I don't know.
I went into the bathroom right after you while the theme song was on, and I opened up the toilet bowl, and you haven't flushed.
I don't always flush, but I usually do. When I lived in New York, the motto, remember Ed Koch's motto? If it's yellow, let it mellow. Didn't you remember that?
I've heard that, but I didn't know that was...
If it's brown, flush it down. That was the mayor of New York during the water shortage.
Yeah. It's an old... It's not his slogan. He stole it.
He ripped that off, yeah. So I don't know why I keep paying him royalties.
Yeah, well, you really internalized that one, didn't you?
I guess I don't always, but I usually do it in a strange place and when I'm not home.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Here, you're in a public place and you don't flush.
If it means anything at all, I've learned a lesson.
What would that lesson be?
I don't know.
Use a bathroom on another floor.
So yeah.
No chance that I'll use it right after you.
Or if you don't flush, burn the bathroom so no one can use it after.
I think you closed the toilet cover.
I did? Well, then I guess I heard the theme song. It was. I guess I was distracted because we don't have a show. But now we can talk about whether or not to flush down the yellow pee. We finally have a topic. You want to commit to this?
No. No, let's...
I ain't scared of it. So we're doing with what does that cloud look like?
I'm a scared. No, we're not. We're not doing. That is the worst idea you have ever had.
Well, you know when you have fluffy clouds up there, you know how they take shapes in your mind?
Yes.
And a lot of our listeners are driving home. They're all looking at the same cloud.
No, they're not all looking at the same cloud.
Well, no, what's interesting, many of them are looking at the same cloud. But get this, Ken, get this. Here's the cool part. Get this from different angles.
Most of them are not looking at the same cloud at all.
Okay, not all of them are looking at. Many of them are looking at clouds, and some of them are looking at the same clouds.
Maybe half aren't even in this part of the country.
Yeah. So we do have enough. We do have a critical mass. Enough people driving.
I'm not doing the cloud show.
In the north.
No, we're not doing that.
But just think about how cool that is. They're not only looking at the same clouds. They're looking at it from different angles. So one person could say that's a bunny rabbit, and the other person from another angle coming at it from the southeast would say, that's Richard Nixon. The same cloud. Don't you see how cool that is?
I will do the cloud show.
Okay, then.
If.
What?
If. If I can collect generic calls.
You mean before we begin?
Throughout the show. What I wanted to do is I wanted to record generic phone calls that we could use, not tonight, but in future shows, so that if we're ever without phone calls, I can just go to a generic phone call.
And then
you hate that idea.
I do.
I hate your cloud idea.
But 1 to 10, how much do you hate my cloud idea?
10.
No.
I really hate it.
Why? Aren't there a lot of people driving? They're outside now. There are clouds. It's a partly cloudy day. It's a perfect day to do it.
I don't even know if there are clouds.
I was just driving in. There are clouds.
I don't see any clouds out that window.
Well, you can't even see the sky.
I can see a tiny piece of the sky.
That's called the cloudless part of the sky.
What about the idea that you just had a second ago?
I can't even remember it.
It was if there was one person who you've met in your life
who you wish
you had never met them, who would it be?
Do you have anyone that comes to mind? Even the kid that beat me up in seventh grade. In hindsight, I'm glad I met him.
Why?
Because he sort of molded my character to a great degree. I was in seventh grade and I had not gotten my hair cut. My hair was a little long. Uh-huh. And he beat the crap out of me and called me a hippie. And it changed my life. You know what I did? I defiantly refused to get my hair cut for a while because I couldn't be seen as giving in to him.
Right. So you were a straight edge hippie.
I became a straight edge hippie. Hey, what if we track down that kid? I can tell you his name. He beat me up. He changed my life for the better. I mean, I would thank him if I met him. The kid that beat me up because I became sort of an outsider. I kind of went deeper. I went into myself a little more than I had been. And it made me think about who I wanted to be and who how I wanted to present myself. And he really, I would say he's one of the few people, I would say he's on the short list of people that changed my life. Do you think we could track him down? The bully? The bully that beat me up?
What was his name?
Tom Kennedy?
No.
You don't think we could?
No.
Because it's so common a name?
It's a really common name.
I could tell you where he lived.
Where he lived.
Lived, yeah.
Yeah.
In 1970.
We'd be calling Tom Kennedys all night.
How many could live in Haddonfield, New Jersey in 1970? This loser stayed in town. This loser is still in South Jersey. All right, forget that. Fine. But yeah. Wait, what if he's listening?
He's not listening.
What if some old guys are listening? Some of my old pals from Haddonfield that have stayed in touch with him.
That's not going to work.
How about the kid that beat you up? I assume there was a big kid in your life that beat you up.
No, never got beat up.
Were you ever in a real fight?
Yeah.
A real fight?
No, I was in a bunch of one-punch fights. Those don't count. One punch and it's over.
Yeah. I dreamed with Tom Kennedy, I dreamed of getting one punch in. Didn't get the chance.
So he was hitting you with a closed fist in the face?
He was just beating me up in the shower. We used to have showers. And he was just, yeah, he had me cornered. And
you were
naked. I guess I was either naked or was about to get in the shower, was the semi-dressed.
Uh-huh.
And he just cornered me and beat me up. I was on the floor.
Was he hitting you in the face? Did he bloody?
I guess it was kicking.
Bloody or
no? No, it was just kind of humiliating. And there were a lot of his friends around. It was really like something out of The Simpsons. And his thuggish friends were there. This is at least how I remember it. And he kept saying, cut your hair. My hair was halfway down over my ears. It wasn't even much.
Wow.
But in the late 60s or 1970, it meant something. And it traumatized me. But then I think as I worked my way through it, it really made me who I am, for better or worse.
You're serious?
Yeah. Tom Kennedy, Haddonfield High School or Haddonfield Middle School. But you'll never find him.
No, I agree. I'm not even going to try.
But maybe there's someone out there that's my age in Haddonfield that have stayed in touch with him. That would be a fantastic phone call. Do you think some of our listeners, as a favor to me, would go to his house and beat him up? He's my age. He's 51, 52 now.
Your point is he'd be easy to beat up?
Yeah.
Or not necessarily.
We'd have the element of surprise, at least. I'd want him naked in his shower. I would pay extra for that. How about fights you've been in? And we'll bank some calls. Do you think everyone's been in a fight?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, fights we've been in, and this is our promise. Ken and Andy promise. Tonight, no lulls. If we get one call, we're golden. Right, Ken?
That's right.
If we get one call, we're going to record it and just keep playing it.
Right. We need a call right now about a fight that you've been in.
201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. All we need is one call. It has to be a real fight, right, Ken?
Right.
What constitutes a real fight?
Well, I mean, hitting, slapping.
But like a prolonged thing, not
biting.
One slap.
No, I think a one-punch.
One slap, one hit is not a fight. It's a spasm.
What if you knocked the guy out?
Were you knocked out, or did you knock someone out?
I didn't knock him out. But
you hit him?
I hit him really hard.
Oh, when you said you were in a fight and it was only one punch, I thought you were getting punched.
No.
Well, what provoked that?
He was a jerk.
Oh, okay then. No jury in the world would convict you. 201-209-9368.
I was a cross-country runner, and I was a freshman, and one of the upperclassmen was just abusing me the whole time we were running. He was just screaming at me the whole time I was running.
And then did you wait for the race to be over?
It wasn't a race. It was just practice.
Did you wait for the running to be over?
At the end, and I just held my tongue all day because this guy was a senior and I was a freshman. And when we finally got back to the locker room, he started abusing me again.
One comment too far.
Yes. And that was it. And I slugged him.
And then did it shut him up?
Yeah. Everybody came up and congratulated me. Changed my life.
That story has something for everyone, except apparently me. Hey! There he is. There's the boy. Do we have a call?
We have a call.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let's record it, because if it's a good call, We will never be without this call.
Now, are we going to talk, or are we just going to let them talk?
I guess you want to...
We just let them talk.
Okay. Well, no, let's leave blanks. Let's leave blanks.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start the recording now.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you.
Wait. Please don't say anything for 3 seconds. Ready, set, go.
I was in a fight one time. And I was a girl. I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything or not.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll edit myself out later.
I really got into a huge fight with someone because it was snowy night on a golf course. And I had a lot of clothes on, obviously, and someone pushed my friend down the hill, who was a boy, and I was forced to get into a huge fist fight with a guy, and I was about 18, and I just wailed. It was amazing. Just punch, punch, punch. And then I took off my cap, or somebody took off my cap. It turned out it was a girl, and he was very embarrassed. But the truth is, I just wanted to keep slugging him because it was awful. And that's my whole story. You know, girls get into fights, too. And I'll have to leave now. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Great call. We will always have that call.
Okay. But,
and there was enough pauses. We can make zingers and comments and the wry sort of remarks that we always do.
Yeah, I got to cut it up now. You got.
Yeah, you just cut it up. You don't have to. It's almost perfect the way it was.
I think I do have to cut it up.
The only thing you have to lose is you saying, I'll edit that out later. We have a call.
Okay.
I'll edit myself out later.
I really got it.
Wait, is that you editing yourself out later?
And I was
I got to find
girl.
Where she starts.
I was in a fight one time.
Okay. So that's her calling. Shouldn't we have her say, I love the show?
She didn't say that. Yeah.
That's okay.
I was in a fight one time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll edit myself out later.
Okay, perfect.
I really got into a huge fight with
There you go. Just edit that. Perfect.
We
got our call. Do we have our call or not?
Let me see if it ends.
No lull. It's no lull radio. That could be our new slogan.
Thank you.
Great call. We will always have that call. We'll lose that.
Goodbye.
Lose that joker.
Thank you.
Great call.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. So we're talking about fights you've been in on No Lull 91.1. Always, the phone bank is always full here on 7 Second Delay.
Okay, and it is full.
Okay, I don't care if it's full. I always have a call.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is so great. We will always have the call. Do you want to record other calls too?
Well, right now I'm finishing up this one. You talk to the caller.
Yeah, hi, you love the show. You can't believe you got through.
Love the show. Can't believe I got through.
Okay. No, wait, hold on. Ken, should we record this call or do we just need the one?
I can't. I'm working on the last call.
Oh, so this guy. Okay. So if this guy's story is no good, we can go back to the last call, right? Her story was, you would say, adequate, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of her story?
Where she was just wailing on
No,
the
that's not the best part.
Okay.
That's a good part. The best part was the hat came off.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. My story is that when I was in college, I was beaten up by Jack Abramoff.
Get out.
Really? Wait, I've actually heard that he has a temper. This is not the first.
Oh, yes, he does.
I've actually heard. Wait, where did I hear? I was reading. Somebody did a, just like you, somebody knew him as a younger man.
Yeah, he had anger management.
Oh, he had that reputation.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Where did I read that story? Or are you quoting that story?
No. I am not quoting the story. This is absolutely true.
And where were you?
Brandeis University.
Uh-huh. So he was a college student, too?
Uh-huh. He was head of the Young Republicans. And we were having, actually it was very funny, it was a fist fight at the kind of the segue between the Young Republicans meeting and a poetry reading.
That's a recipe for disaster.
I tell you it was. They were a little slow getting out of the room that we had booked for our reading, so we were setting up our chairs. And maybe I set them up a little noisier than I had to. Anyway, so he and I got into a little political argument, and then it got a little more than political, and then he took it to the next level and slugged me in the head.
And then did you get a slug back?
No, I was busy lying on the ground, but my girlfriend at the time did attempt to kick him in the genitals. She almost got there, but she did kick him in the leg.
Nice.
That's a pretty good story.
Good story.
That has something for everyone.
Yeah.
Now, how many times in your life have you told that story?
more than five.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds very well rehearsed, but we appreciate
that. Actually, no, I gave you guys the long version.
It's good. It's what they call good panel. Wouldn't you say, Ken?
Absolutely.
It's kind of topical now. He's been in the news, and it also brings your girlfriend into it. It brings in the fact that you were a poet. He was a young Republican. You're the good guy. He's the bad guy. But you don't say that you speed him up. You're self-deprecating. It's a perfectly constructed little anecdote. Wouldn't you say, Ken?
I also don't say that I beat him up because I didn't. I actually did not get any.
Yeah, exactly. That was a fine story, and we all appreciate the call. Right, Ken?
We do.
We can hang up on this guy now. We don't care if there's no other call because we have a call banked.
Thank you, caller.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
This is Low Free 91.1. We are never without a call, even if the call is one you heard 10 minutes ago.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. Hi.
We don't care if you call. We have calls in the bank.
Hi, you're on the air.
I was in a fight one time.
Okay, go ahead and tell us all about it.
And I was a girl.
Did he know you were a girl?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything.
You just keep talking, sweetheart.
I really got into a huge fight with someone because it was a snowy night on a golf course.
Did he know you were a girl?
I had a lot of clothes on, obviously.
Including a hat?
Someone pushed my friend down the hill, who was a boy, and I was forced to get into a huge fist fight with a guy.
I bet you wailed on him.
I was about 18, and I just wailed. It was amazing. Just punch, punch, punch.
I knew it.
And then I took off my cap.
Ah.
Somebody took off my cap. It turned out it was a girl, and he was very embarrassed. But the truth is, I just wanted to keep slugging him because it was awful. And that's my whole story. You know, girls get into fights, too. And I'll have to leave now. Bye.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks for your call. You're listening to Low Free 91.1. If you don't call at 201-209-9368, we're just going to keep replaying that one. Right, Ken?
Right. The phone number is 201-209-9368. Hello, you're on the air.
I was in a fight one time.
Were you? Tell us about it.
And I was a girl.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're supposed to be talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep going.
If I'm supposed to say anything or not.
You're getting the hang of this, Andy.
It's like Groundhog Day.
I got into a huge fight with someone because it was a snowy night on a golf course.
It's Groundhog Radio.
I had a lot of clothes on.
Oh, I bet you punch, punch, punch them.
Someone pushed my friend down the hill.
Oh, you can't take that.
And I was forced to get into a huge fist fight with a guy.
Were you wearing a cap?
I was about 18.
Uh-huh.
And I just wailed. It was amazing. You just punch, punch, punch.
Punch, punch, punch.
And,
I love that part.
And then I took off my cap.
Ah! Was he embarrassed?
It turned out it was a girl, and he was very embarrassed.
I knew it!
But the truth is, I just wanted to keep slugging
him. I'll bet you did, sweetheart.
It was awful.
I bet it
and
was.
That's my whole story. You know,
we love that story.
Girls get into fights, too. And,
You'd think that story would get tiring, but it doesn't.
I realize what the fatal flaw is here, though.
I can't think of what it is. I'm having a great time.
Oh, I can think of what it is.
What?
It requires you acting.
No,
it's
but I'm just
really, really hard.
But it's really fun. The next one, you can have the next response on her. It's really great.
I think we should record another one.
Why? I love that story.
You want to go? Keep going back to that one again?
No, if we have live calls, we don't have to.
Of course we have live calls. It's Lull Free Radio.
It's Low Free Radio.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. First of all, I love the show. I listen all the time.
Wait, I can't hear. Wait.
He loves the show. He listens all the time.
I love the show, and I listen all the time. And
Wait. He loves the show. He listens all the time.
Oh, great. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
Yes.
Hold on. I told him that meant the world to us.
Yeah, Andy just said that it means the world to us that you love the show and listen all the time.
It means the world to me.
He said it means the world to him, too.
Great. Thanks for calling. So we're at 201-209-9368. And we're looking for stories about fights you've been in.
201-209-9368.
This is Low Free Radio. If you don't call, we'll just keep playing the first call we got.
And you're on the air.
I was in a fight one time.
Were you? A girl in a fight?
And I was a girl.
I thought I was going to be able to take this call.
This is all yours, my friend.
I'm supposed to say anything or not.
Now my gaps are over.
I really got into a huge fight with someone.
Here comes a gap.
Because it was a snowy night on a golf course.
Uh-huh. Go on.
I was in a fight one time.
Why you started this over?
And I was a girl.
I didn't mean to start it over. I'm enjoying the story quite a bit, but That was an accident.
Way to get to the punch part.
I'm supposed to say anything or not.
Oh, yeah. No, you're supposed to talk. Go ahead. Tell the whole story.
I really got into a huge fight with someone.
Uh-huh. And how did it go?
Because it was snowy night on a golf course.
Ooh, nice setup. Snowy golf course.
And that perfect. I know.
She draws a beautiful picture. On, obviously.
She had a lot of clothes on. The phone number here is 201-209-9368.
And someone pushed my friend down the hill, who was a boy.
You can't stand for that.
I was forced to get into a huge fist fight with a guy.
See, the odd thing is usually if you're playing in the snow and somebody pushes somebody else down the hill, that's okay.
I guess it was a little rougher than was called for.
Yeah.
And I was about 18. And I just wailed. It was amazing. Just punch, punch, punch.
Punch, punch, punch.
And then I took off my cap.
I love this part.
Took off my cap.
He was embarrassed.
And he was very embarrassed. But the truth is I just wanted to keep slugging him because...
I missed that the first couple of times, that he didn't realize he was getting beat up by a girl until...
How could you miss that the first couple of times?
I wasn't paying attention. Try it sometime.
But now there's...
And that's my whole story.
Girls get into fights, too. It even has a lesson. Girls get into fights, too.
I have to leave now. Goodbye.
Okay, thanks for your call. And we go to our next
call. So she was talking about how she found the dark side in herself and surprised herself.
Yes.
She didn't know she had that in her. This is Low Free 9101. We are not going without a call.
Hi, you're on the air.
We'll play that same damn call over and over if we have to. Right, Uncle Ken?
That's right.
Hi, you love the show.
I love the show.
You know, I'm glad you called, but if you hadn't, no sweat, because we have a call in the bank.
I heard it. I think that's the fourth time now.
Punch, punch, punch.
Yep. So I was in a fight once when I was in seventh grade.
Me too.
So there was a kid who, he was in my older brother's class, and for some reason, I don't know, he didn't like my older brother, so he decided he didn't like me. So he started to persecute me, and whenever he would see me, he would, you know, he would just give me problems, and he'd, like, punch me in the arm or whatever.
So you kicked the snot out of him?
Well, no. So, you know, and so I was kind of a good kid, and I didn't really, you know, I just put up with it for a while.
But you can only be pushed. You can only be pushed so far.
That's not true in my case. I could be pushed forever.
Exactly. So one day... I was coming up the stairs, and I had all my books, you know, in my two hands, my giant geography book and my giant history book.
Yeah.
And this kid was coming down the stairs, and so he saw me, and he just whipped all my books, you know, flipped my books, you know, out of my hands and all down the stairs, you know, humiliating.
And how did you retaliate?
I punched him as hard as I could in the stomach.
Exactly.
Twice.
That's what I did, too.
Yeah, that's a great story. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
I found the fatal flaw in this.
What?
These stories are boring.
You like the first story. You want to keep reliving that
well,
first
that
story.
At least had a dynamic to it. It was a girl. It was a snowy night. The guy didn't know it was a girl. She found the dark side in herself. And that had at least a dynamic in it. Yeah, the bully kicked the books out of my hand on the stairs. Oh, God.
So now you're discouraging anybody else from calling. The whole point.
I don't care if they call. We've got our call.
Can we record another one?
No. Why should we? We have a fine, fine, fine call. One that I now know. I now know where the pauses are. I can get my zingers in.
I want to hear stories.
Fine.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I was in a foursome on a golf course the other night, and there was this obnoxious group ahead of us. And this one guy just kept ragging on us all the time, real heavy set guy, kind of smelly. So my buddy, who was a little drunk, we admit it, he went up to this guy and started verbally abusing him, and he came back at my buddy, and then they started going at it, and all of a sudden the cap knocks off on this guy's head, and it's a girl. And she just pummeled him.
Did she punch, punch, punch him?
Punch, punch, punch.
Yeah, see? Yep. There you go. That's a little guy being funny.
Hi, you're on the air.
I got a story for you.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
We have a full phone bank, Andy.
Oh, no. The plan was to have a slow night and play this first call over and over.
Well, we can stop giving out the phone number.
I can really start to get obnoxious. I can put it into a third gear. You've never seen that gear.
Oh, I've seen it. I've been on the receiving end of that gear.
Okay. You know who was last week on the receiving end of that gear? The boy.
Nick. Nick the Bard.
Has he been around all week?
Nick the Bard got a job offer right after the show ended last week.
I heard that. That's great. And did he follow up on it?
No.
Oh, Nick.
Well, it was a problematic job offer because it was a 4 a.m. to noon shift.
He should have found a way to do it.
And, well, he
got to get out of your basement.
Anyway, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, I got in a fight with a guy named Nick, actually, back in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the same guy.
And I don't want to hear the story, but Andy's dying to hear what happened.
I'm sure. So we were messing around before class, and a guy was going in that day, and he had a presentation, I guess, and he had a poster. And he hit me with the poster, and the poster bent. So we decided that was my fault. And it was the shortest fight in history. I think he punched me in the face, and I fell on the ground. And that was it, and we both got suspended.
That's a great story.
Yeah, you know the earmark of a really
Thank
bad story.
You.
Can I just learned the earmark of a really bad story. You know you're listening to a really bad story when one of the key phrases in the story is "and the poster bent." No story that has that line in it can be an interesting story. I challenge anyone to prove me wrong.
Okay, and there you have it. Andy has put out a challenge. Tell an interesting story
where a poster got bent.
That includes the phrase "and the poster bent." Okay, that's a challenge.
It can be done. Oh, please don't call me with poster bending stories.
What are you talking? You just challenged.
How long do we have to be on the air where we're asking people to call stories about posters getting creased?
No, it's stories about fights that people have been in.
You know what? I missed that first call. The girl on the golf course. The snowy evening.
We'll get back to that. Don't you worry.
That was a good call.
Yeah.
I had everything.
I added more pauses to
it. I know. I heard. So we can add some comments.
It's even better now.
Let's do it. No. Listen. Will you promise me this? We'll take another live call. But if it's no good at all, if we can smell a dog, we hang up on them abruptly and we go to the snowy evening on the call.
As long as you say thank you.
We go to the A-list.
As long as you end the call.
We have this card to play now. We have a good call.
Okay.
It's No Low Radio, 91.1.
And the challenge is out there. Tell an interesting story that involves a poster being bent.
Don't. For the love of God, it can't be done.
Hi. You're on the air. A
poster bent.
Hi, me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this story actually goes back to elementary school as well, and it involves romance or the end of a romance. I was in, like, fourth grade, and so I was, like, I guess 9 or 10. And I had been, quote, unquote, going out with this girl, which back then, like, meant, you know, like, passing notes to each other in class and stuff. So my friend liked this girl as well. And so I don't remember exactly how it happened, but basically he stole her away from me. And so he
Thank
was going
you.
Out with her.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go to the real story.
Going to our next call.
Yeah.
I was in a fight one time.
Really? Where did that take place?
And I was a girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you tell us more about where you were?
Anything or not.
Yeah. Now just get.
I really got into a huge fight with someone.
Set the stage,
because,
honey.
Because it was a snowy night on a golf course.
Ah.
And I had a lot of clothes on, obviously, and someone pushed my friend down the hill, who was a boy.
That happens when you're playing outside in the snow a lot. It doesn't seem.
I guess it was
and
a little. I guess it was a little rough play.
To get into a huge fist fight with a guy.
I guess you found a side of yourself that you didn't even know you possessed.
And I was about 18, and I just wailed. It was amazing. You just punch, 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 and then I took off my cap, or somebody took off my cap. It turned out it was a girl, and he was very embarrassed. But the truth is, I just wanted to keep slugging him because.
She sounds like she wants to keep slugging him now.
She does.
It was awful. And that's my whole story. You know, girls get into fights, too.
It wasn't awful. It was great.
I like that girl.
Bye.
I like everything
Thank
about
you.
Her. You know what I think I like? That sounded unrehearsed. It sounded spontaneous. I don't think she's told that story in many years. It wasn't like that Jack Agronell story that you just know the guy dined out on that story every week. Don't you sense?
Well, now's the heyday for his Jack Abramoff story.
But you just know, you just smell it. But that last story about the golf course was from the heart. It was something, it had emotion.
The only thing it was missing was a poster being bent.
And the poster
That's it.
Bent.
If we could just add that.
Yeah, that does make it Great.
We have a full phone bank. Hi, you're on the air.
I don't want a phone.
Hi. I'm pretty sure that there is a bent poster in my story, but that's not at all the climax, I promise.
Okay, go ahead.
I've never heard a bent poster story I've liked.
And at the Haight Street Fair, and I was surrounded, me and my friend were surrounded by a pack of skinheads. Ooh. And I recognized most of them. I knew them from a couple years before during the Democratic National Convention. All the sort of musical subcultures of San Francisco sort of banded together and then exploded apart in a series of wars between the lowriders and the skinheads.
I'll explain this to you later.
I kind of got in the middle of it, but
I'm waiting for the bent poster.
Skinheads somehow on Haight Street on a hot summer day, which don't have those that often.
Who had the poster? Who had the poster?
Flyers for a band is how I got up.
Okay, flyers for band. So it was like a poster for the band.
That's right. I've got a satchel full of posters that I'm putting up for my friend's band.
Finally.
On Haight Street in the hot sun. And everyone's been drinking. And suddenly I'm surrounded by a pack of skinheads. And I recognize some of them. Someone hands me a drink and I'm not sure about it. And then most of them back off except for this one tiny little girl who comes right up in my face. And I'm rather a tiny little girl myself. So we're pretty equally matched. And she just sucker punches me right to the side of the head. And I had no idea what her problem is, but she was going for my nose rings. I had two nose rings and a bunch of earrings, and that was what she wanted that day, was to knock them out of my face. But I went to Catholic school, and so it wasn't really going to happen. I got her by the neck, and I got her on the ground, and the rest of them pulled me off of her. And about, 20 years later, I read about that fight in a book by William Volman. And that was the strangest thing.
And the poster?
Wait, you read about what fight?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't finish the actual story. Well, you can read about it in The Rainbow Stories by William Pullman.
Wait, what fight?
She was in.
But you mean told from whose point of view?
Told from that other girl's point of view.
Well, who was she to William Pullman?
She was this little skinhead girl that he got very taken with for several years.
And did he witness? Did he claim to witness the fight, or did she tell him about the fight?
She was the aggressor.
But did he witness the actual fight?
No. He didn't witness the fight. You know, the book it's interesting. I thought the book was going to be interesting, but it turns out it's mostly him taking dictation while sitting around a couple of skinhead houses in the Tenderloin. And I thought, it's not much of a novel.
What's the book called?
It's called The Rainbow Stories. And it's basically about him and his girlfriend getting together and breaking up during the course of him being infatuated with skinheads in the Tenderloin in San Francisco.
Well, that's a pretty good story. Did you like that story?
I did like it.
It has the bented poster.
You know, I skipped what maybe should have been the climax, which was I got her by the neck, and we hit the ground, and my satchel went flying over my shoulder, and after the rest of the skinheads pulled her off of me, and I stood up and dusted myself off, I picked up my satchel, and the posters got bent.
Yes! Thank you.
I stand corrected. That was a great poster bent story. I like the part that it became that the fight years later she realized was incorporated into a novel.
Yeah,
that she stumbled onto.
I like
that.
Another
dynamic to it.
I liked when she said, "But I went to Catholic school,
and I wasn't going to have any of that."
Yeah,
I know that was sort of dramatic, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I like.
We thought the skinhead girl was going to win, but oh no.
We like girls telling stories.
You like the cat fights? Admit it.
That was a cat fight.
Hi, you're on the air. No Lull Radio.
I have a little story for you. It's another girl fight.
There you go.
Andy's favorite.
There you go.
It's short and sweet. When I was in third grade...
Get to the part about the posters, honey!
It's coming. When I was in third grade, there was this boy, Darren, who was throwing snowballs at me after school.
It's another snowy evening.
Yeah, the snow is trouble. But anyway, my father at the time worked for Ladies' Home Journal, and I had this huge tote bag full of books and a poster.
You don't have to say poster.
Anyway, he kept throwing snowballs at me. He hit me with an ice ball. I got very, very upset. I turned around and wailed him with my Ladies Home Journal tote bag and ended up breaking his finger and bent my poster. And the funniest part is on my tote bag it says, "Never underestimate the power of a woman."
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good story. That's a good story for it to empower the young girls listening.
There you go. Whack him with your tote bag.
Whack him with your tote bag.
We should have tote bags.
We should give that away as a premium.
Yeah, just so people can whack each other.
One of our imaginary premiums that our show does so well.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm not a girl, and there's no poster in the story. Is that all right?
No. We're going to try it. You're hanging up on
I hung up on him. Why?
Because you want girls or posters?
Because we have calls. Hi, you're on the air.
It's Nolo Radio.
I was in a fight one time.
Oh, good. Tell us all about your fight.
And I was a girl.
Well, obviously you're a girl.
You
That's
were a girl.
Our favorite kind of fight.
Now you're, now
I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything.
Yes, you're supposed to keep going.
No, see, Andy, what you do is you only talk during these flat parts. See, that's when
But I was. Like, I just was.
You talk right over onto the loud parts.
All right, just hit play.
Okay.
I really got into a huge fight with someone because it was snowy night on a golf course.
See, now this is a flat part.
Okay, tell us how old you were, darling.
And I had a lot of clothes on, obviously, and someone pushed my friend down the hill, who was a boy.
Oh, I thought the next thing up was I was 18.
Yeah, you shouldn't try to guess.
I've only heard it 8 times.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, here's an interesting... Wait, hold on, hit pause. We should have a contest. Do you think you can recreate this story now better than me? Beat for beat, in sequence?
No, probably you can do it better.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And I was forced to get into a huge fist fight with a guy.
The one thing I know is
what do you think's coming next?
Well... She was wailing away at
no,
him.
No, 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 no.
Punch,
I think
punch,
next
punch.
No, I think we're about to hear he pushed a friend of mine.
Really?
I think that's going to be next.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And I was about 18.
Oh, okay.
And I just wailed.
Yeah,
was
see?
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess
punch, 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 punch.
Oh, the punch, punch, punch.
And then I took off my cap, or somebody took off my cap. It
he
turned
was
out
embarrassed.
It was a girl, and he was very embarrassed. But the truth is I just wanted to keep slugging him because...
And then,
well, that's how it goes when you're in a fight.
It was awful.
And, then,
and that's my whole story. You know,
girls get into
fights
too.
And
you got to love how she says girls get into fights too.
All right, we have somebody calling from the UK. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I'm very happy to hear you. Andy's not so happy.
I'm not unhappy.
What
I don't give him special privileges because he's calling long distance. Oh, he's calling long distance. Stop the presses.
Let you know that I was in my hometown, Bristol City, on a Saturday night, and I got into a fight.
Andy wants to hear all about it.
Are you talking about last Saturday night?
No, a couple of weeks ago.
Does it involve a lady home journal bag?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, it's just it got a bit hairy.
Well, how so?
Well,
yes, how so?
We have a taxi rank in Bristol, and it gets a little bit, a little bit hairy.
A little bit hairy.
People trying to get back after a night on the...
On the town.
On the town, exactly.
After a hairy night on the town.
Yeah. And I was trying to get a taxi, and this
other bloke...
This
other bloke tried to steal your taxi.
Absolutely, yeah. And,
and you went to a Catholic girls' school.
Words said.
There'd be none of that.
Definitely words were said. And it got a little bit, like I said, hairy.
Weapons?
No weapons.
No, not quite. But definitely sort of like there were sort of fists were up in each other's faces.
Blood? Was blood drawn?
No. It was a bit boring. No, it wasn't, no.
Posters?
Posters getting bent?
Was it what? Sorry.
Oh, we're just trying to be funny.
All right.
Now is this story charming only because of his delightful lilting British accent?
Well, it's always great hearing about people in England fighting.
I know, yeah. But if it was a guy in Pittsburgh that was arguing over a taxi.
But don't you imagine because they're in England that it's a more vicious fight?
You would think so, but from his description,
you guys don't fight in the U.S. on the night out, though, do you?
Well, there's such a thing as bar fights.
Peace and tranquility.
It's Don King got into a bar fight.
Right.
His guy died.
Okay, you can imagine it. It's like it's all football and wearing the wrong football shirt.
Yeah, I mean that's I think of hooligans and train spotting, that crazy guy in the movie Train Spotting who
there's
beat
nothing
everybody.
Like a fight. until you've been in a soccer riot, you don't really know what a fight is.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Have you ever been in a soccer riot?
I do follow soccer, as you call it, quite
football.
Extensively.
Yeah, football. But have you ever been in one of those riots in the stands that just spill over onto the field?
No, not quite, but it's been sort of like, when people sort of like stick the V's up to other fans, it was all that.
Hey, do us a favor, if you're ever in a soccer riot, No matter what we're talking about, give us a call. We'll put you right through, right, Ken?
We will.
Soccer riot stories trump any other topic. That's our new rule. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Bristol. Okay.
Thank you, Bristol. So you put him through first. Did he go? Did he butt in line because he's from England?
I put him through because he was from England.
Oh, Ken, when are you going to learn?
We do have another cat fight.
We don't. Oh, okay. We don't need a good call.
No, I know.
We have our call.
We don't need any more calls. Don't even bother calling. We're
That's
all
right.
set.
We're low free. We have our recorded call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, third time caller, long time listener.
There's our girl. That's how you do it, kids.
Well, my story is this. I used to live in the city, and I was strictly a Lower East Side girl and was invited to a party in Tribeca, a big loft party. And I'd gone with a group of my friends, during my college days. And we were having a great time, having some drinks and, socializing. And we were really out of our element because the majority of the party were, yuppies and people that had just come off of work from Wall Street. And, we were, who we were. So anyway, I was with a group of my friends, and we definitely, stood out in the crowd a little bit. And this one gentleman in a button-down white shirt decided to, start kind of making fun of a girlfriend of mine, and I'm very loyal to my friends, and he started calling her a gorilla bitch. And
Where did that name come from?
I think she's tall, and being friends with her, I found out that tall girls have a whole other set of problems that, 5'6" girls don't really have to deal with. So he's probably intimidated by her. Just because she was taller than him. So anyway, he, was just being really pompous and a real asshole. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. And called her a gorilla bitch. And I'd had a couple and, was feeling pretty angry about the whole situation. And I have this talent where I have a space between my two front teeth. And I can spit liquids, in a perfect stream, about 3-4 feet out.
Yeah.
And
You won't be single very long with that talent. That's gold, baby.
That's another story. But I don't know why, but I just decided to, take a big old sip of my drink and spit it right at this guy all over his clean pressed shirt, And he just, looked down at his shirt and looked at me and just started coming after me. I saw his arms raise up. And it was, pure instinct. And I just wound up and I clocked him flat in the jaw. And the next thing I knew, I'd kind of come down from the hit, and his friends were behind him, and he just, the rage, just his eyes, and he grabbed me, and he must have been a wrestler. He acts like a wrestler, and a wrestler that got a job on Wall Street. But he tried to sort of do some kind of lock on me or have my arms up, and I just kind of let my body loosen up, and I slid out. And what was really cool was nobody at the party except my friend saw me hit him, but everybody at the party saw him try to grab me. So he actually got thrown out. Actually, we all kind of got thrown out because then we were all yelling and stuff like that. But it was really satisfying.
I've never been in a fight like that. When you're in a fight like that and then you get thrown out together with the guy you were fighting with, how do you, go your separate ways on the sidewalk?
You know what it was? Like I said, we were a bunch of, snotty-nosed, punk rockers from the Lower East Side, and he was with a couple of friends that had seen him. The ones that were right next to him saw him get clocked by me. And, we were just adrenaline pumping and just screaming, all kinds of, you got socked by a girl, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, that woman assaulted me. And it just made his situation worse. The more he protested, and we just got really
now. If you bumped into him now, if you were on an elevator now, or sitting next to him on an airplane, would you laugh about it with him? Do you still feel anger?
You know what? I something tells me he's probably the same kind of guy that he was back then.
Yeah, that's the revenge. That's the best revenge. He's trapped.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm still me, but I've found my niche in the world, and I'm cool, and it's all good, and I'm grown up now. But
and it's a great story.
It's a good story,
Andy. I think you've learned a little something about loyalty tonight.
Yeah, tell me what I learned. You got to stick up for your friends.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Especially your tall friends.
You got to stick up for your tall friends.
That'd be great.
You've got to spit liquid through your teeth when your tall friends are insulted.
Absolutely.
That's what I've learned.
Okay, thanks a lot. Great story.
Thank you.
Great story. We like the girls' stories.
You do.
I do. How's this going?
It's going great.
Yeah, we can't.
It's No Lull Radio. We've never had a show like this before.
We could always play that first call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, my fight takes place in the future.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling.
We don't need him.
We don't need him because we got our girl on the snowy golf course.
Do you want to talk to the next caller or should I?
You talk to him, but see if you can't anticipate now the questions.
Okay, hi, you're on the air.
I was in a fight one time.
Okay, go ahead, tell us the story.
And I was a girl.
Well, obviously, okay. You're a girl. Those are our favorite kind of fights.
And yes, you keep going.
I don't have to say anything or not. I really got into a huge fight with someone.
Uh-huh.
Because it was snowy night on a golf course.
Yeah, okay. You were probably wearing a ton of clothing.
And I had a lot of clothes on, obviously, and someone pushed my friend down the hill, who was a boy.
Oh, that's a provocative move.
And then how did you respond?
And I was forced to get into a huge fist fight with a guy.
Wow, so you probably just went crazy on him.
And I was about 18, and I just wailed. It was amazing. Just punch, punch, punch. And then I took off my cap, or somebody took off my cap. It turned out it was a girl, and he was very embarrassed. But the truth is, I just wanted to keep slugging him because...
That is a great story. What happened next?
It was awful. And that's my whole story. You know, girls get into fights, too.
Girls get into fights,
and,
too.
I'll have to leave now. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Now, do you agree? What stories have we heard? Like the last story about the fight in the bar. Did that sound well rehearsed to you, like she had told it many times?
Not over rehearsed.
Yeah, but she had told it before.
Yeah.
There were so many little details. The Abramoff story. Also the story about that ended up in the novel.
So
right?
I see. So you want good stories, but they can't be over rehearsed.
Don't you agree? Don't you hate it when you're at some kind of party or some kind of gathering and you're hearing a story and you know the guy has told it all his life? Don't you just want to just call him on it?
I do. I hate it. Hate.
You can tell they've been dining out on it. It just drives me a little crazy.
Yeah.
What are the telltale signs that a story's been over-rehearsed?
I don't know. You tell me.
The pauses and the setting up of punchlines and, you know, the perfectly phrased turn here and there to elicit some kind of response. You can tell they've tested it. They've taken it to New Haven.
Yeah. Well, we have a call.
A real call?
A real call. Hi, you're on the air.
We don't need your call.
Hello?
Hi.
If this call sucks, we don't care. Right, Ken?
I was in a fight once and I wasn't English.
Okay. Tell us the story.
I have never actually told this story, so this is not a rehearsed call.
Oh, good. I love this.
I was a young kid, probably around 19 or so. Some friends of mine and I were driving around. We had been drinking in the city all night. We were on our way home back to Jersey in the car, and this friend of mine had been kind of pushing my buttons all night, I guess.
But you can only be pushed so far.
Because you've been to a Catholic girls' school.
I've been to a Catholic girls' school. No, I haven't been, but...
Proceed.
Okay, so, anyway, we were driving back from the city all drunk as could be, and, you know, he was a good friend of mine, but the kind of friend who you kind of, you know, you get annoyed with.
You don't have to tell me about that.
Well, you know, he always struck me as somewhat pretentious, I suppose.
They call those kind of friends co-hosts.
Yes, yes.
So he's your co-host, and you were drinking in the city with your co-host.
Drinking in the city with my co-host and a bunch of other people. So another friend of ours was driving, and my co-host, as it were, was sitting in the front seat. I was in the back seat, and he decided to just kind of keep pushing me and pushing me.
Oh, man.
And he turned around at one point and struck me in the face and hit me in the lip. And I was bleeding.
Wait, was he driving?
No, he was not driving. He was in the passenger seat, and I was in the back seat. And he turned around, hit me real hard, lip was bleeding, and something in me just kind of snapped. And I had never been in a fight. I had never, you know, a total pacifist my whole life. And yet something about the sight of my blood just kind of made me go nuts. And I just started slugging away on the guy. And
in a moving car?
In a moving car.
Children, and then, children.
Yeah, so then, you know, eventually my other friend who was driving pulled the car over. The whole thing was very short-lived, probably no more than 20 seconds or so, but, you know, probably one of the most frightening 20 seconds of my life.
Yeah, if you're not a fighter by nature, finding yourself in the situation can be very traumatic.
Oh, terrible. It was awful. And I
especially
just, you know,
when
like
it's
I
with
said,
a co-host.
Kind of snapped.
Yeah, especially with your co-host.
All right, thanks for your story.
But I can certainly sympathize with you. So his co-host was just knew how to push his button.
Yeah.
Just got under his skin.
You know,
just
one
found
time,
the nerves.
One time I got into
just kept interrupting him, I guess.
I got
wouldn't let him finish a sentence.
I got into a really big fight with a co-host one time.
You did?
Yeah, and we were both bloodied.
You were bloodied?
Yeah.
You and your co-host?
We ended up in the hospital in Hoboken next to each other. We were in beds right next
is
to each
true?
Other.
Is that true?
That is true.
On FMU?
Well, everything is true except for the co-host part. But I did get into a fight with a guy in my backyard.
Wait, so you've been in more fights?
I have been in several fights. This was a really weird fight, if you want to hear the story.
Fine.
You don't want to hear the story.
No,
it's a really good story.
How long is your show? How long is your show next Wednesday morning?
It's 3 hours.
Well, you got
plenty
of time on your own damn
This
show.
Is a five-hour story.
So
I
so
can
you
give
would
a head
start. You would start it now, do most of it during your show, and then finish it next Wednesday.
During 7 second delay. If you would only let me start it now.
We don't need it. Normally, on any other week, I'd say we need it, and I would be thankful for it. But we have our good, solid, short 60-second story.
We have
replay.
A full phone bank. Hi, you're on the air.
I was in a fight one time.
Really? Why did you set the stage for
and
us?
And I was a girl.
Uh-huh. Yes, I bet you're wondering if you should keep going.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything or not.
The answer is
that
yes.
That doesn't work.
I really got into a huge fight with someone because it was snowy night on a golf course.
Snowy night on a golf course. And tell me what provoked it.
And I had a lot of clothes on, obviously, and someone pushed my friend down the hill. Boy.
Loyalty, Andy.
Another loyalty, another lesson. We've learned a lot about alcohol and loyalty.
I was forced to get into a huge fist fight with a guy.
And did you just explode? Did you just tear into him?
I was about 18. And I just wailed. It was amazing. Just punch, punch, punch. And then I took off my cap, or somebody took off my cap. It turned out it was a girl, and he was very embarrassed. But the truth is, I just wanted to keep slugging him because...
Because that's how it was, I guess.
And that's my whole story. You know, girls,
get into
fights
too.
And I'll have to leave now. Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see. Do you think you could recreate that call now?
No, not really.
I was in a fight once.
And I'm a girl.
And I don't know if I'm supposed to keep talking.
It was winter.
It was a winter. I was wearing a lot of clothes. He pushed at my friend.
And we were on a hill, and he pushed my friend down the hill.
Down the hill.
And
I just wailed.
I just wailed on him. Punch, punch, punch. I was around 18. And somebody, my hat came off, or somebody took my hat off.
And then he realized it was a girl.
And he was really embarrassed. And I just wanted to keep going.
I was so pumped up. And girls get into fights, too.
And that's my story. And
girls get into fights, too.
I'm going to go now.
This is like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Except not quite as entertaining or funny.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. We had a full phone bank the whole show.
No lulls.
No lulls whatsoever.
Is that the end? We made it.
We did it. It was the most painless show ever.
It really was.
We should do this every week.
It really was. We should record the first call.
We've come up with a new format.
I don't think that's a bad idea. We record the first call. By the end of the show, we'll know that first call by heart and can play with it.
We can just use that call no matter what the topic is.
Well, no, that call's so topic specific.
Oh.
But all we need is one call, and we're home free. It used to be we'd need a string of calls.
Yeah.
We just need one call now.
It used to be that you'd be on a roll, you'd have a full phone bank, and then...
Oh, I don't care anymore about them rolls.
Yeah.
We don't need a good topic anymore.
We don't need anything.
All we need is a topic that will generate one call. One call. That's the goal we have every week.
Can we even prearrange for the one call?
No, that would be cheating.
But isn't this cheating?
No, because this was a legitimate call.
I see your point.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
And what else did we learn? We learned alcohol is we learned Ethel is not a lady. Alcohol is alcohol and being 19 don't mix at all.
Cat fights are the best fights.
Cat fights are the best fights 20 years later.
Posters get bent. You should stand up for your tall friends.
Jack Abramoff. Abramoff has a temper. I swear I've been reading about his temper. When the scandal broke, didn't you read like profiles of him confronting people all the time?
No, I didn't really follow it. But go on, tell me more interesting Jack Abramoff
stories. I actually, of course, my memory's the worst. But that story felt canned somehow. Yeah. What other story felt canned?
I don't think any of them.
Yeah, the one about the novel, don't you think? Putting up the posters in the hate.
Yeah, that one dragged a little bit.
It felt just rehearsed to me.
Yeah. I think my favorite story was the Lower East Side one.
Yeah, the tall friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, God bless her.
Spitting the beer through her teeth.
Yeah, that had everything.
Wriggling out of the headlock.
Yeah, that had everything. And it felt very honest, too.
Yeah. This is WFMU East Orange.
This is WFMU East Orange.
And this is WFMU.org.
And this channel is the same thing, WFMU.org.
And we've got a new format. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah, and have we been redeemed from that horrible show last week?
You bet.
What was that guy's name?
I was in a fight one time. And I was a girl. I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything or not. I really got into a huge fight with someone because it was snowy night on a golf course.
I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. Me father gave me nose a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word that saved me aching nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes.
Don't you think?
Indubitably.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it can change your life.
For example.
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is too. Ho, ho, she's a
Thank you.
How many years, roughly?
About 35. 2,374.
Wonderful token. When you say 2,374, you want to emphasize that 4. When's that?
This morning.
Mm-hmm. What time?
At about 6 o'clock. I was out at 3:30. About 6 o'clock.
I hope as soon as we finish our interview, you'll go and make up the lost sleep, will you?
Maybe. £8.
Good one. Good work. Good luck to him.
This morning.
Mm-hmm.
At about 6 o'clock, I was out at 3:30. 2,374.
Wonderful token. When you say 2,374, you want to emphasize that 4. When was that?
About 6 o'clock.
I hope as soon as we finish our interview, you'll go and make up your lost sleep, will you?
Maybe. £8.
Good one. Good. Good work. Good luck to him. How many years, roughly?
About 35. 2,374.
Wonderful token. When you say 2,374, you want to emphasize that 4.
This morning.
Mm-hmm. What time?
At about 6 o'clock. I was out at 3:30.
Good. Good work. Good luck to him.
£8.
Good one. Good. Good work. Good luck to him.
This morning.
Mm-hmm. What time?
At about 6 o'clock. I was out at 3:30. 2,374.
Wonderful total. When you say 2,374, you are going to say that 4. When was that?
About 6 o'clock.
I hope as soon as we finish our interview, you'll go and make up your lost sleep, will you?
Maybe. £8.
Good one. Good one. Good one. Good luck to him.
About 6 o'clock.
I hope as soon as we finish our interview, you'll go and make up your lost sleep, will you?
Maybe. £8.
Good one. Good one. Good one. Good luck to him.
This morning.
Mm-hmm.
What time? At about 6 o'clock, I was out at 3:30. 2,374.
Wonderful total. When you say 2,374, you are going to size that 4. When was that?
About 6 o'clock.
I hope as soon as we finish our interview, you'll go and make up your lost sleep.
Maybe. £8.
Good one. Good. Good one. Good luck to you. How many years, roughly?
About 35. 2,374.
When you say 2,374, you rather emphasize that 4. When was that? Set the straight man.